Jesus grew up in a family where they went to the temple in Jerusalem every year for Passover. We also know from Luke chapter 4, just chapters later, that it was also their custom to go to synagogue every Sabbath, every week. Jesus and his family were faithful worshipers. In today's gospel, Jesus and his family are traveling with extended family and friends. They're traveling from Nazareth to Jerusalem. And if you check the distance, it is just about 100 miles. So it would have taken them days to walk there and journey there. And they would journey in numbers for safety, but also for social reasons, to build those relationships in conversation. The adults are having their conversations. The children were probably having theirs and playing. Jesus, his mother Mary, Joseph, and everyone else arrive in Jerusalem after a long journey, and they worship at the temple. And after spending a few days there for the festival, they head back home. And as they are a day's journey back home, probably still telling stories and reminiscing about their visit to Jerusalem that year, they realize that Jesus is not with them. They assume that Jesus is with the group all along, but he's not. Jesus is 12 years old, and he's fulfilling one of parents' worst fears. Jesus has gone missing. He's lost. They no doubt retrace their steps and their journey back to Jerusalem, and I'm sure in those first few hours and days, all sorts of disturbing thoughts in their imagination was probably running wild in their minds. They search for Jesus for 3 days. They have at least 2 sleepless nights and wonder if their worst fear has been realized. The feeling of panic and desperation that they must have felt would have threatened to overcome them, these loving parents, with utter despair. And you'll remember that there were no Amber Alerts. There were no photos that they could pass out. There was no television bulletins, no internet to get the word out. As a parent, I would be losing my mind, as I'm sure you would as well. After 3 days of combing the city, they find Jesus in the temple having a theological conversation. They amaze them with his insight, his knowledge, and his intimate knowledge and relationship with God. How can anyone fault Mary for what he says? Child, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety. I hope you caught some irony in this story. Jesus will grow up to be the good shepherd who will say things like, I have come to seek and to save those who are lost. He was not supposed to get lost himself. And the boy responds to his parents, why were you searching for me? Do you not know that I would be in my father's house? It makes pretty good sense. If they would have retraced their steps, why didn't they visit the temple first? Why did they visit it on the 3rd day? Wasn't the temple the reason for their pilgrimage? They did not understand what Jesus was telling them. It will take Mary years and that pondering in our heart that she will do to understand the significance of Jesus' words, that Jesus was never lost. His parents lost sight of Jesus. Their understanding of Jesus fell short of who he truly is as the eternal Son of God, dwelling richly among his people in the temple. This story is also for you and me. How not to lose sight of Jesus, but always to fix our eyes upon him. It is for us who, like Mary and Joseph, become distracted by the world and the concerns of the world, even in the midst of a religious experience, such as a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Like them, we can get so caught up in festivals, family time, the latest controversy, breaking news, gossip, the routine of life, that we too lose sight of Jesus. We let him drop into the background of our minds. But Jesus does not get lost. We lose track of him. Our eyes come off him. We let him escape our minds, our hearts, and even our company. In our troubles, trials, and temptations, we might ask a similar question that Mary asked. Where is Jesus? Where is God in the midst of my troubles, in my great anxieties? Jesus reminds us that he has not abandoned us. We have drifted. We have slowly let him slip out of our lives by the cares and the concerns of this world. Mary powerfully names what is going on here. She said that she had been searching for him in great anxiety. And what she tells us, and what Jesus is telling us, is that Jesus cannot be found in our anxieties. Because when we are in our anxieties, we are not trusting in God. We are entertaining our worst fears. Jesus will later say things like this: do not worry about your life. And St. Paul will echo his words when he says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. We are the ones who get lost in our worries and in our anxieties. We are the ones who get so overwhelmed by our troubles and demands of this world that we lose sight of Jesus. And so Jesus says to us, don't you know that I am in my Father's house? Don't you know that my spirit dwells in the midst of my people? Right here, right now, in this place. Why we call it a sanctuary. Why do you neglect the community of faith? Don't you remember that I dwell richly within your hearts through my word? I am the word made flesh. That's the Christmas story. And so Jesus says, don't you know that I promise to give my true body and blood with the bread and the wine of communion? I am in my Father's house. You will find me. You will find me where I promise to be. And in that place, I give you myself for forgiveness and the assurance of eternal life. That's what word and sacrament ministry is, where we find Jesus and his promises. This is more than a story about Jesus' childhood. It foreshadows a time to come. This will not be the last time that Jesus will go to Jerusalem for Passover. This will not be the last time that he'll stay longer in Jerusalem than it is advised. This will not be the last time that he'll be missing for 3 days from those whom he loved. About 20 years later, he will be in Jerusalem again for Passover. He will be crucified. He will be missing for 3 days, hidden away in the tomb. But just like then, before, he is not lost. He's in the tomb. And the angel will also echo those words spoken to Mary when she goes and looks for him at the tomb. Why are you looking for the living among the dead? Jesus is exactly where the Father wants him, dying and rising to rescue us who are lost. We find Jesus on the cross. We find Jesus rising victoriously from the dead, where he purchases and where he secures a place for us in the Father's house. In the meantime, he promises never to leave us nor forsake us. And we are called to fix our eyes upon Jesus, which means to trust in him, to follow his lead, to have confidence in him, to show up again and again in word and sacrament, just as he does this morning through the bread and the wine and the body and blood of Jesus. This is the new Jerusalem, and Jesus' body is the new temple, because Jesus is there and he's here. He is God's eternal presence, ready to welcome us, ready to welcome you and me into the Father's house, which is our heavenly home. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.